Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues and the importance of the first saf, the order to fill in the front rows, to straighten them and to stand close together. عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتخلل الصف من ناحية إلى ناحية يمسح صدورنا ومناكبنا ويقول لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم وكان يقول إن الله وملائكته يصلون على الصفوف الأول رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to walk between the rows from one end to the other end, passing his hand over our chest and our shoulders, saying, do not stand unevenly or your hearts will become disunited. He used to say this, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala as-sufufi al-awwal, that Allah and His angels send special rahmat. When it comes to Allah Ta'ala, then it's special rahmat. When it comes to the malaika, it's salutations. So Allah Ta'ala sends rahmat, His malaika sends salutations to the front rows. In other words, special dua, special rahmat for those people that are in the front rows. So here we see few things. One of the things we see is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would take special precaution. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would take special precaution to see that the safs are right. He would walk himself physically from one end to the other end. He would pass his hands over the back, and if the person's chest was out, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam would pass his hand, put the person back, and then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would warn Sahaba, he would tell them, it's for all of us, لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. Do not stand unevenly, or your hearts will become disunited. Now we look at it sometimes in the safs. There's a big crowd and there's no lines. Then a person must be extra careful that our heels are all in line, it's straight. There are no uneven areas. Sometimes the safs go completely off and nobody is worried. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically would go and he would correct Sahaba and he would warn them about them being disunited if their safs are not straight. We explained this part before, that the external ear has the impact on the internal. So this aspect about not worrying about the external, it holds no weight. Because here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling them that if your safs are not right, then your hearts won't be right. So therefore you need to get the external right and we need to get the internal right. Both are very, very important. Internal and the external. Second part of this hadith is something that we should always remember, especially when we enter the masjid and we come in, that Allah Ta'ala and the malaika. Imagine what a great thing. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Normally we would always read and we know, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Ta'ala special rahmat, the malaika's salutations be upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here we are getting that opportunity of getting this special rahmat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We weak people, sinful people like us, are getting an opportunity to get the rahmat of Allah ta'ala and the salutations of the angels by just coming into the front rows. How foolish we will be is if we lose out on this great opportunity, this great fazilat, this great virtue of the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the du'as of the malaika, by just coming forward and not being lazy and staying in the back. Especially when the salah is about to be performed and then a person unnecessarily just stays in the back, sits in the back, or he's not cared of getting this, and this is not a good thing. In one more hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, aqimu as-sufufa wa haadhu bayna al-manakib wa suddu al-khalal wa leenu bi-aidi ikhwanikum wa la tadharu furujatin lishaytan. وَمَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًّا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ قَطَعَ صَفًّا قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ رَوَهَا أَبُو دَاوُدْ بِإِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, straighten the rows, stand shoulder to shoulder, fill the gaps, be gentle in directing your brothers to straighten the row. Be straight, gentle. One explanation, be gentle. In other words, the person now, he's not standing correctly. So you be gentle in ensuring that you get him right. Don't be hard with him. The other explanation that comes in the hadith as far as being gentle, as far as the shoulders are concerned, is that when you are filling in the gaps also, be accommodating. If it's a bit tight, be a little bit accommodating. In other words, even if you have to squeeze up a little bit to accommodate your brother next to you, be gentle with your brothers. In other words, don't be too hard. In other words, you're forcing your space and making it tight for the next person. But you also be gentle. So be gentle in the way that you make the person, make the safs correct with your brothers. And at the same time, be gentle in the way you stand. Be accommodating in the way you stand. Next part of the hadith, do not leave gaps for shaitan. Do not leave any gaps for shaitan. Sometimes this happens, we just stand, we're not interested that there's a gap between our shoulder and the next shoulder of the brother. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning us that don't leave any gaps for shaitan. It doesn't mean that shaitan is reading salah. What it means that you're leaving an opportunity for him to come and disrupt your salah by putting ill thoughts in your mind, by preoccupying your mind, by making you think of other things than actually thinking about the salah. You giving shaitan that opportunity by leaving gaps between the shoulders. And the next part of the hadith is Allah Ta'ala will join. This is very, very serious. وَمَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًّا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ قَطَعَ صَفًّا قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ. That person who joins the safs, Allah Ta'ala will join him with his rahmat. Allah will join that person with his special mercy because he made it a point of joining the safs. He stood shoulder to shoulder. He didn't stand in the social distancing style. He didn't stand in the style where he's separating from the brother next to him. He joined the saf. وَمَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًّا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهُ. That person who joined the saf, Allah will join him with his rahmat. وَمَنْ قَطَعَ صَفًّا قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ. That person who breaks the saf, he doesn't join the saf, Allah will break him up from his rahmat. Allah will sever him from his rahmat. Why? He severed that saf. That saf that was supposed to be together, shoulder to shoulder, he broke that saf up. Allah will break him from his rahmat. It's not a small thing. This is a very, very big thing. So therefore, we must be very careful, as I mentioned the other day, that it doesn't matter if it's coming from the World Health Organization, this organization, that organization. Look to see what our Nabi is saying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that if you join the saf, Allah will join you to his mercy. And if you break that saf, Allah will break you from his mercy. Is that a small thing or is that a big thing? Therefore, all the time we must be looking and taking direction from our deen and not from atheists and other people. We take direction from our beautiful deen as shown to us from the Quran and from the Sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.